This goes to Mrs. Tricia Lawton, LawtonPac, fax 989-953-5153, regarding Beverly Cottrell, Cottrell, date of birth March 28th of 1947. Dear Mrs. Lawton, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Cottrell with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and history of congestive heart failure. Her last visit was August 31st of 2021. Since that time, her weight is up 9 pounds. She has been having some shortness of breath with exertion, no orthopnea or PND. She is trying to do a low-salt diet and does limit fluid intake. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has dyspnea on exertion, which is stable, and she does use a CPAP regularly for sleep at night. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness or syncope, no unusual rashes or bruising. Medications. Medication list is reviewed, and since her last visit, her Brilinta was discontinued, and she's on aspirin, 81 milligram daily. And she's also on Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day, and spironolactone is 12.5 milligram daily. I wanted to highlight the Entresto, 97-103 milligram, one twice a day. Also, potassium is 20 mil equivalent twice a day, and Bumex is 1 milligram once daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 234 pounds, temperature 97.9, pulse 84, blood pressure is 120 over 73, and oxygen saturation is 99% on room air. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 23rd, of 2022. Her creatinine was 1.7, and she generally ranges between 1.3 and 1.8. Estimated GFR is 29. Hemoglobin is 11.8, normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Sodium 142, potassium is 4.5, carbon dioxide 34, calcium is 9.2, albumin is 3.8, phosphorus is 3.9. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and congestive heart failure without acute exacerbation. The patient will continue to have lab studies drawn every 3 months and more often as needed. She'll follow a low-salt diet and will restrict fluids. Also, she'll follow a diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.